Record. Good morning. This is Monday, March 21st, and my name is Kathy Loopy. I'm here at the Desert Caballeros Western Museum Library interviewing Earl Temerowski. Did I pronounce your name right?
That's good.
Temerowski. Mm-hmm. What's the heritage of that?
Polish.
Polish. Okay.
I tell everybody Irish, but actually it's Polish.
Especially on St. Patty's Day, probably.
Yeah.
This is for the Arizona Humanities, so it's a big deal, I think. Sandra Harris, our director, wrote a grant through them, and they funded it.
I met her.
Yeah, and then Lynn Downey, she's the lady that wrote the Book of Wickenburg, and she's done a lot of research with Levi Strauss. She's kind of spearheading this project and getting names together, and she's the one that wrote the questions.
Okay.
So that's what this project is about. So let's get started and talk a little bit about your background, how we started, about your family, how you got to Wickenburg.
Well, I first came to Wickenburg in December of 1954 to visit my sister.
What's her name?
Her name is Dolores Hershkowitz.
Is that Polish, too?
No, that's the Hershkowitz is Mexican Jews.
Hershkowitz, okay.
Hershkowitz, H-E-R-S-H-K-O-W-I-T-Z. There used to be a bunch of them here.
Ah, okay.
A bunch of Hershkowitz here.
Came to visit her.
I came to visit her. But she got married in 52 here in Wickenburg. She came to Wickenburg in 1950. And she worked in a bakery shop here in Wickenburg. We had a bakery shop at that time. And she married...
Do you remember the name of it?
No, I don't remember the name of the bakery shop. And where was where Bar 7 is at? That's where it was at.
Bar 7.
It was part of Bar 7. It was the first part of... Bar 7 was on the east side. And this was the bakery was on the west side of Bar 7.
Where
Bar 7 is at now, where the restaurant is at, that was a bakery.
So a bakery and a bar.
Right.
Hey.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It worked out pretty good.
I love the 50s.
Yeah.
And you and your sister, you guys were in your 20s then.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. She's 3 years older than I am. I'm 81 now. And she was 3 years older than me. She died 3 years ago.
Oh, is she buried here at the cemetery?
Yeah, the whole family is here.
Okay.
Oh, her husband and everybody else.
Nice.
Oh, her son, Willie, buried her too.
Okay.
And
So you came to visit her and fell
Yeah, I came to visit her, and I was playing basketball on Christmas Day at the Garcia High grade school grounds. I said, hey, this is pretty nice weather out here compared to where I came from Michigan. And so in August of 55, I moved out.
Oh. It didn't take you long to decide this is where it was.
No, I was tired already. I was farming back there, and I was tired of just plowing the snow in the wintertime.
Yeah.
And I said, forget it. I went back one time since I left there in 55, and I found I did not leave anything there, so I came right back to Wickenburg.
Is that right? That's you only right. went back once. So
enough.
No more family back there.
Yeah, I got three brothers there.
You do.
Yeah, I got one lived in Queen Creek, my oldest brother.
Okay.
But he's 93 and he had moved back because he went to Veterans Hospital in Phoenix and got so bad at the Veterans Hospital in Phoenix that he had to get better care, and so he went back to Michigan.
Oh.
He got better care at the Veterans Hospital in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Oh, okay.
And he couldn't drive anymore, and so he had to get close to the hospital.
Okay, so he's there.
So he's there. And I got my twin brothers, they're 3 years younger than me. They both live there.
Okay.
And one had a place in Sun City West, and he comes out in wintertime.
The connection is there.
Right, yeah. And then my sister, my younger baby sister, they live in Sun City West.
Okay, so there was six kids.
There was eight altogether.
Yeah.
Okay. There's three boys and a girl.
Okay.
That's what my mother had. six boys and two girls. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any living siblings in the Wickenburg area now?
I have nephews and nieces and grandnephews and grandnieces. There's a whole bunch of them living around here.
Okay. What about your parents?
Did
they ever come out?
No. My mother died in 1950. My father had already left the house, and my mother was raising the kids. Mm-hmm. And she was a nurse for Nabisco Baking Company at that time.
What was her name?
Viola.
Hmm.
And
I love that name.
That's my granddaughter's middle name now.
Oh, nice. I like how that's passed on, too, lineage.
She's my granddaughter's named after, my youngest granddaughter's named after her grandma on mother's side and grandma on my side, on our side.
So basically, if I just asked you what brought you to the area, first sister, then it would be your sister Dolores, and then it would be the weather.
Weather, right.
Yeah. That's common, isn't it?
Yeah. When I came in August of 55, I was looking for a job. I didn't have a job. I just went down up and down Tegner Street, which is the main street, going into businesses, asking to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to work for Bob Wentworth in a drugstore as a soda jerk.
Oh, where was that at?
That was right
town.
Here. The drugstore is right here.
At Brayton Mercantile?
No, it's on Tegner Street. It's next to the museum deal is out there.
Oh, okay. I forgot where I was at. Yeah.
It's on Tegner. It'd be in that building that the museum is in.
The
ranch dressing, right, yeah.
Oh.
It'd be right in there. Something I can't remember for sure just where.
Oh.
Right in there.
Oh.
So I worked there for about 2 weeks, and Bob Derrick came in, and he says, "I understand you know something about farming." I said, "Well, yeah, I've been farming for a few years back east." And he said, "Well, we need somebody out at the country club." So I went out to work at the Wickenburg Country Club in 1955, and it was just getting going.
They were just starting
going,
at
right.
that time.
Yeah, it was a 9-hole golf course.
Yeah.
And so my boss was Elmo O'Shannon.
Elmo O'Shannon.
That was my boss.
And who was the guy that came and got you for the job?
Bob Dyer.
Dyer.
D-Y-R-E-R, I believe.
Y-E-R. Okay.
He was the head of the Greens, or I guess he was the head of the Greens chairman, I guess you would call him.
Okay. And then Elmo.
Elmo was the Greens keeper.
What was his last name?
O'Shannon.
There's some Irish for you.
Yeah, he's Mexican, son of a...
Oh, okay.
He was a dark Mexican. I don't know where he got the name O'Shannon from.
Well, so
moving to the nigger and woodpile.
moving to the country club, that must have been better than soda jerk.
Oh yeah, huh? Yeah, they paid me. I got $1.10 an hour, and I worked 44 hours a week, and they paid me time and a half for the last 4 hours a day a week.
At the country club.
At the country club, yeah.
And that was big money then?
That was big money. Everybody thought I was the richest person in town. One of the richest person in town.
That is $1.40.
$1.10. $1.10 an hour for 40 hours. And then I got time and a half for the other 4 hours. I had to work 44 hours. I had to work 4 hours on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And I was out there until I got drafted in the Army.
Okay.
I stayed there till 1958. I got drafted in the Army.
So you were off to Korea.
Mm-mm. No, I missed everything. That's what I do. I'm not allowed in the American Legion because I was on peacetime.
You were in between.
In between time. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, I was drafted in 58. I got out in 60.
Okay.
July, I think it was. I got drafted 1st of July.
Is there a woman in your life at this time? Were you married before you went into?
No.
That wasn't until after you got out.
I got married till 63.
Okay. I need to go back real quick and just get the names of all your siblings. So the three boys, girl, of your brothers and sisters.
Well, Walter is the oldest, then Clarence, then Howard. And then Dolores, and then Earl. Richard and Robert, they're twins.
Okay.
And then Barbara's the baby.
Okay. And the surviving siblings are?
Barbara, Richard, Robert.
Both twins are still?
Still alive, yeah.
Okay, cool.
And myself, I'm still alive, I think.
Well, we questioned if you were, I questioned if you were born, remember?
Right. And Clarence, he's the oldest one. He'll be 93 in September.
Clarence,
yeah.
And Walter, he?
No, he passed when he was about 67.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, good. Okay.
Walter was in the Walter and Clarence and Howard. We're in the Army. Walter was in the Air Force, Clarence was in the Navy, and Howard was in the Marines.
And then you, what branch did you go in?
Army.
Army.
I was just drafted. I was drafted. Eisenhower drafted me.
Oh, during peacetime.
Yeah. Well, the draft is still going at that time. See. Mm-hmm. So it can make a difference. They didn't know if you got peacetime or what you're going to have.
How was that when, like, you were you ready to go
I kept putting in for deferments. I got two deferments because I was farming. I told them I was farming. I work at Wigmore Country Club. I told them I was farming. So they got me two deferments. Then they found the third time you're out. Then if you get three deferments, you get out. And so the third time they saw me, you're not farming. You're working at Wigmore Country Club. I said, you're going in the Army.
Busted.
Yeah. That was Eisenhower did that to me. And
did they actually send a military personnel out to check on you?
No.
Oh.
Somehow they found out. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
The board, the draft board, found out somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do that.
They have eyes that we don't know about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big government.
Yeah. So into the military during peacetime, you come out. You meet your wife?
Yeah, 3 years later.
And what's 66. Her name?
Goldila.
Goldila.
Yeah, she's from Germany.
What a beautiful name. How do you spell?
G-O-D-E-L-A.
G-O-D-E-L-A. Goldila. What was her maiden name? You remember?
V-O-G-T.
Okay. Cool. Love at first sight?
Pretty much so, yeah. Yeah, we had a family reunion back in Michigan, and she came. She was a housekeeper for rich people there in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
They were lawyers. Both of them were lawyers, husband and wife. And she came with this other lady, this other girl that she kind of liked me a lot, I guess. She was a sister of my brother's wife.
Okay.
So it'd be my sister-in-law's sister, and she got Goldilocks to come with her to the family reunion, and
that's where you met.
That was where we met her at, and then 6 months later we got married.
And when you brought her out here, did she?
I brought her right out here.
I bet she loved the weather, too, because I don't think they have weather like this in Germany.
No, no.
Anywhere.
No.
Yeah.
She was raised in East Berlin when they had the water. Oh. They couldn't. She had escaped East Berlin. She was 13 years old. She escaped there.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's an interesting story there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's carry on with your life after you met her. So how many children did you have, and what are their names?
Three. I got old Christine.
Is that C-H-R?
C-H-R-S-T-I-N-E. Christine and Brenda and Edward.
Okay.
Christine has a beauty shop in Anthem. Brenda is a CPA here at Badowski and White. And Edward's a fire chief.
So they're all local.
Yeah. The farthest one away is at Anthem.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice that they are all here. And then are they all married with children also?
Mm-hmm.
I don't need
No, not Christine. Christine's not. She's married, but no, has no children.
Oh, okay.
And we should, as best, you don't have no children.
Yeah, maybe that's good, huh? Yeah, not everybody's good at being a parent.
Yeah.
And not, I don't need the names of your grandchildren, but just curious, how many grandchildren do you have?
Five.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my youngest is six years old.
Wow.
And I got two great grandchildren.
And two, wow. Well, I guess you're 81.
Yeah.
You it's okay to have a great grandkid or two.
I was not very happy with her. I told my granddaughter I was not very happy with her.
It ages us, right?
Yeah.
When that happens, those kids.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, we've talked about your family. One thing that we haven't talked about yet is your work. So what did you do after got back from the Army? Did they keep the job open for you at the country club?
I could have had it because I was drafted. I could have, but I knew the guy that they hired in my place. And it was being a small town. He knew everybody in town like I did. And if I was to get my job back, everyone would have been mad at me.
Ah, interesting.
So I went to work in Phoenix.
Ah, doing what?
ADOT. I went to work for ADOT.
Oh.
And I worked for ADOT for 12 years. Then I became manager of a hotel in Phoenix for 5 years.
And what was the name of that hotel?
Quality Inn. It was Quality Inn.
Okay.
At that time, I-17 and Thomas Road.
How long were you there for?
I was a manager for 5 years. Then I opened up my own business in 75.
Back here in Wickenburg?
Mm-hmm.
What? Tell me about that business.
It was an appliance business, home appliances.
Oh, that's why Mary Lou said she bought, she did business with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's talk about your business and getting started in Wickenburg. And how was the chamber then? And how was business? And were there lots of families here? And let's talk about that for a little bit.
Well, when I started the business in 75, I rented a 1,000-square-foot building where the Horseshoe Cafe is at now.
Okay.
That's where I had my first store.
Right on Main Street, Highway 60.
Right on Main Street,
Wickenburg Way.
And then I went down across from where the fire station's at. After a couple of years, I needed more room.
Uh-huh.
Then finally I bought my own place.
So the fire station up on West Wickenburg Way,
mm-hmm.
where your son Edward is the fire chief?
Fire chief, yeah.
Oh, okay. So then you moved up there?
Right across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really funny because they had put automatic doors. They just built the fire station.
Mm-hmm.
Back about 78, maybe it was 79, they built that fire station. Mm-hmm. And the guy put the automatic doors on it, and he brought me over, but the chief wasn't around, he brought me over to controls to open and close the doors.
Mm-hmm.
So when Bucky, our fire chief at that time, when he came back from fishing, and I seen him over there, so I pressed the button and opened up the door. And he looked, and then I pressed the button and closed the door. Then I opened another door, then I closed that. And he's like, what the hell's going on? He couldn't figure it out. I had him going there for about a good hour. Then I finally told him that the guy left me the openers.
Yeah, you got it figured out.
So he was.
What was Bucky's last name?
Walters.
Walter. Bucky Walters.
Okay. He was fired. When I in 55, I was on the fire department, and Chester Davis was the fire chief.
So were you as a volunteer fire?
Volunteer. At that time, it was all volunteer.
The whole
thing was volunteer. Oh. Yeah.
Do you know what year it converted over to a municipal?
16 fire years department? Ago would have been
2000.
Yeah, about 2000. Yeah. When my son became the chief, he changed it over.
And that was around 2000.
He's been a chief for 16. 16 years, he's got 4 more years to do, I think he said.
Okay.
So about 2000, they changed it over.
Okay. So you're running an appliance store, you're raising a family in Wickenburg, they're all going to local schools.
Yeah.
And your wife is stay-at-home mom.
Well,
she helping you.
She worked for Dr. Van Leeuwen for 22 years.
Oh.
She was the receptionist assistant. He didn't have nobody. She was a kind of a girl Friday, I guess.
Oh.
She did everything there.
Okay, yeah.
That's all.
Was a one-woman show.
Right, yeah. Dr. Van Leeuwen and her, and that was it.
Okay.
And she worked there 22 years, so he
Until
he retired. And she just, to another doctor wanted her to go work, and she said, forget it.
You guys had a lot going on in your lives.
Yeah, so and she was in real estate for about 5 years afterwards, I think.
Okay.
She wanted to do something different. So she did, I think about 5 years she did real estate.
Yeah. Tell me about the appliance store. New families. I mean, this is, by now, this is the 70s. Mm-hmm. And so dude ranching is still happening.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a lot of cattle ranching and sheep ranching still, or that's...
Cattle, no sheep. The sheep were down in Phoenix area.
Okay.
That's where Chevrolet had their sheep. That was the closest where Sun City is at now. That was where the sheep were at. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any sheep in this general area here.
Okay.
Most of all this here was all cattle.
Okay. But now Sun City, Del Webb has put Sun City in.
Oh, yeah.
30 miles from here. So the snowbird idea is coming around.
Well,
did you have a lot of snowbirds buying appliances from you, getting houses?
No, not
set
really.
Up?
Well, just the people that I knew. Everything. I would go after I closed the store at 5 o'clock or something, 6 o'clock. I'd stop in the Elks Lodge, have a beer, and then some guy, I don't care, just any day, some guy would say, "Hey, Earl, I'm glad to see you. My wife's washing machine quit 2 weeks ago." Every day I'd go in there, somebody, something quit, and they just, "Oh, I'm glad to see you, because my wife's washing, or my refrigerator quit yesterday." They never come to the store. They wait till I'm in the bar and tell me.
Yeah, that's good advertising. Just stop at the Elks and drop a dollar for a draft beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably 50 cents.
I don't remember what it was.
Yeah. Okay, great. And the dude ranching or guest ranching.
I did all the repair work. When I first started, I did repair work. My wife did the selling in the store.
Oh, okay.
She did the flooring and I did outside. I went and did repair work.
So you were doing repair work at Los Caballeros,
Flying E,
KL Bar, Flying E.
Yeah, Flying all the time. Was at Flying E all the time, it seemed like.
Oh, yeah. They had bad equipment or just...
No, she wanted everything to be this night, right, nice. I remember one time, funny thing, I was working on the washing machine there in the guest washer, I guess it was.
Uh-huh.
I had the machine tipped over on the side. And what's his name? Wallach, Mr. Wallach. He came in from work. He just came in. He had his white shirt and tie on, and suit coat. He said, "Hey, Earl, can I help you?" And I'm all dirty, greasy, and everything else. And he's with this nice shirt and tie. He said, "Hey, Earl, can I help you?" He's willing to help you all the time.
Oh,
anybody. That's what he was.
George, wasn't that his first name? George Wallach.
George Wallach, yeah.
And Vi.
Vi, yes.
Vi was very precise. She was just precise.
And particular.
Particular, yeah.
That's why I was out there all the time.
Uh-huh.
Well, if I fly any more than the other ones, I was out there.
Okay.
Fly any.
Okay. Do you remember them being really busy all the time?
Vi's always busy. She was a busy person.
She was
always busy doing something.
Yeah. Did you go and do home repairs also?
Oh, yeah.
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 Okay.
Oh, yeah. I did a lot of home repairs, yeah.
Okay. How much was a visit back then? Now it's $65 to get someone out to look at your wash machine.
$7 in town and $9 if we left town.
And then it was so much an hour after that?
No,
it was just the cost of going out.
Cost of going out and whatever the parts cost.
Things
of course, I'd mark up
lot.
The parts, you know.
Right.
Make a couple of dollars on the parts.
Right.
Right.
I used to go as far as
Siloam.
Siloam, that's 80 miles?
Yeah, about 60 miles.
60, okay.
And I charged them, I think, 25 cents a mile at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they complained about me charging, because I charged them both ways, 20, so I charged them 50 cents back, you know. So then I made it 50 cents one way, and everybody was happy.
How does that work?
I have no idea.
Yeah. So Congress, you probably went to
Congress.
Oh,
yeah, I had Congress in Yarnell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, plenty of time. Yeah. So juggling this and family and then also volunteer at the fire department, were you busy with the fire as volunteer? Or?
Yeah, we used to get quite a few calls.
Mm-hmm. Back then, the paramedics weren't a big deal.
The town of Wickenburg had their own. That was a big mistake when they got rid of their paramedics in town.
Oh.
The town had their own ambulance. They had their own ambulance service.
Uh-huh.
And they had very good people uh-huh. on it, very well educated people, and they didn't have anybody in the town office to bill the people for the service, so they felt they're losing money, and that's why they got rid of it.
And then that's when it switched to the hospital.
When it went to Lifeline, yeah. The Lifeline.
Oh, do you remember what year that was about?
Probably about 15 years ago, I'd say.
Okay, right. The turn of the century really changed. I mean, when 2000 kicked in and then internet and life started changing, basically.
So. When you got cell phones, you got rid of telephones, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I know I got about 2000. When I had put in my computer at the store, I did not like it. I could make out a bill faster by hand on the computer. But Whirlpool Corporation, I was a franchise Whirlpool dealer, and they would charge me $25 if I paid on the computer, they didn't charge me nothing. So in order to save that $25 so I could pass onto the product, I had to go to the computer.
Oh, it forced you into that technology.
Right, yeah.
Is that pretty much when you said it's getting time to call it quits in business?
No.
How long did you stick it out? When did you retire from
75
that?
I've been down 10 years ago. So 75.
2005, 6?
About 2005. Because I had major heart surgery. I had it.
Oh.
And I couldn't. My daughter-in-law, she ran it for almost a year, and I was there, but I couldn't do too much.
Uh-huh.
And,
well, that's 30 years. That's a long time to be in the appliance business.
25, yeah. It's about 35 years, I think it was.
Yeah.
But I had the kids went to school all the time. My kids all went to college.
Mm-hmm.
And that.
Nice.
So that paid for the college.
Yeah, so it was good. And it you were able to stash some for your retirement, your lap of luxury that you're living now.
Oh, yeah. But what I did with my kids, though, I had 5 acres out there. And I had pigs and I had chickens. I had about 40 chickens. So my kids, I had to take care of the chickens. I bought all the food and supplies for them, but they sold the eggs, and then that money that they sold the eggs, I put into a savings account for them. So when they got into high school, they had enough money to buy a used vehicle that they can drive to high school.
That's a good idea.
So I'm doing the same thing to my granddaughter now.
Okay. You got chickens for her?
Oh, yeah.
Do you still live at the same property that you raised your family on?
No, I'm right next to it.
Oh, okay.
I sold that piece. That 5 acres, I sold that, and I bought 2.5 acres right next door.
Okay.
Just one lot south, and one lot west.
But still, kind of a
still in the same area.
Little farm. You got chickens.
Yeah, I still have chickens. My son, he's next. He's right next to me with 2.5 acres.
Oh, okay.
And he's got horses, of course. And,
okay, good. Yeah. Did your kids do FFA?
No.
Were they involved in that?
No, I don't think so. I don't remember.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, because I know the lady that ran that. I can't remember her name right now.
Okay.
But they weren't involved with FFA at all.
Okay. Well, since we're...
I was years ago.
Oh, adult in Wickenburg?
In high school, when I was still in high school.
Oh, back in Michigan.
Back in Michigan.
Oh, okay.
That's why I got into farming. I was farming. I was 16 years old. I was farming.
It gives a good foundation.
Yeah.
I think for young people. So, yeah. Okay. Well, in keeping with our theme of Wickenburg, and we talked about your businesses, let's turn and talk about your daughter Brenda's business, and then we can talk about Edward too and his as fire chief of Wickenburg. So tell me a little bit about Brenda's beauty shop.
No, Christine has a beauty shop.
Oh, it's Christine.
Christine has a beauty shop. Yeah, Brenda has, Brenda's a CPA.
Oh, okay. So the CPA, Brenda in town.
Right.
Talk about her work. She works for somebody.
For Badalski and White.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I got that confused.
Yeah. Christine has a beauty shop in Anthem. Brenda has a CPH, Badalski and White. My Brenda, she started when she was 17 in high school. She went as a work deal. She went to Badalski and White. It was just Badalski at that time. And that's where she learned it from.
Oh, so at 17.
And then she went to college after that, and she got into more into doing accounting and stuff like that. And she took those courses in college, and she liked it. She moved around the country quite a bit until she finally came back to Wickenburg. They all come back to Wickenburg.
Yes.
I used to tell them at the store, they'd write out a check for a washing machine or whatever, and I'd say, oh, you graduated from Wickenburg. He said, well, how'd you know that, Mr. Timorowski? That's because your right handwriting is so bad. Their handwriting, the kids always had bad handwriting.
That never changed.
Never changed.
Well, so Brenda was there kind of as a young budding woman and learned the business and then went to college and came back. So is she's a partner in that business?
No, she is not a partner yet. They are trying to get her in as soon as the old man retires, then they're going to make her a partner.
Fabulous.
But Ron wants to hang on. He's almost as old as I am, and he's still trying to hang on.
Some do.
I told him, I said, well, why don't you, I heard you retire. He said, no. He says, I still got the key for the front door, and until they take that key away from me, I'm staying there.
Good. I like that attitude.
That's what Ron says.
Yeah, he's still got spirit and spunk, so good.
But he's kind of losing it, I guess. He's remember a lot of stuff. I don't remember a lot of things either.
I don't either.
I can remember some of my girlfriends. That's about all I can remember anymore.
Okay, let's move on to Edward as fire chief. So by the time he got to be fire chief, that's when we transferred from a volunteer corps.
He made it into a full time.
Okay,
He was on as a volunteer for 2 years before he became fire chief, and then he changed it over from a volunteer, and so he got talked with the city and stuff like that. And they needed more people.
So he got salary for them. Right. How many staff does he run out there? How many firemen do we have in Wickenburg?
So around 24, I think there is. 22 or 24, I think.
Okay. That's quite a few.
I believe that's about what he's got.
Mm-hmm. And as the fire chief, he's got a lot of responsibilities. I hear sirens all the time, and they're not always ambulance.
Most of their calls are medical calls. That's where the city really screwed up by not keeping their own ambulance.
I see. Because now they're sending out...
They're sending out Lifeline along with the fire department.
So two people are going. Right. Two agencies are going.
Right, two separate agencies are going, where we used to have just the one.
Mm-hmm. And the firemen, they're all certified.
They're all EPA, EMTs. EMTs.
Right. All of them are.
They all have to be certified, right.
That is amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So mostly medical calls. And do you know what his work schedule is? Like what his hours are by chance?
To 5 every day except Friday.
He's working 6 days a week.
6 days a week, yeah.
Now,
but he likes it.
Does he?
That's why he does it.
Yeah, that's a tough job. Yeah. He's got a loving wife, loving, understanding wife, and kids, too.
Yeah.
Must, because he's gone a lot.
He's got the one girl. Mm-hmm. One grandson.
Okay. Okay. Well, good. Is there anything maybe I left out about work and life in Wickenburg as far as work, because if there's nothing else you want to add, we can move on and talk about local activities, going to the movies, church, the Bowman Barn, that kind of thing now. What'd you do for entertainment as you were raising your family? And
well, probably movies more than anything else is all we had at the time.
So the Saguaro Theater was here.
Right, where's that now? Right in the same place. Mm-hmm.
How much was it to go to the show?
I think it was 50 cents.
50 cents.
Yeah.
Yep. And then church? Are you active in a local church?
I'm very active in the church. Yeah.
What church is that?
St. Anthony's.
Oh, okay.
St. Anthony's, yeah. I started the Knights of Columbus Council there 27 years ago.
Okay.
When I started it.
It's a beautiful church and a historical building in our community.
Yeah. Well, we had the building right next, well, actually, the church is right next door where the church is at now. Mm-hmm. When I first came here, one of the funniest things that happened is when we built the church in 57, I think, when our first mass was in 57. I've seen Anthony. But when we first started going to church in the new building, my brother-in-law and his brother George, they were into excavating stuff. So Father O'Sullivan, he asked them to tear down the old church building.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, yeah, they did just so much stuff for people in town that then he never charged them.
Right.
So I'm in church Sunday morning. We only had a one mass, 8 o'clock mass. I'm in church. I hear all this here noise. And Father O'Sullivan says, I'll be right back. He walks outside. They're tearing down the church on Sunday morning.
Oh.
The old building. See, Father O comes back in. He's, well, I never could get them boys in church, but I got them on the church. I'll never forget that. I was cracked up. And Father O had a sort of heavy Irish brogue, you know.
Oh, a lot of those Irish Catholic priests did, didn't they?
Yeah, very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, kind of hard to understand sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Is he still the priest?
No, he died. He died about 59, I think.
Oh, okay.
Well, he died.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And we had Father Boyle. Father Boyle was there, and he was Irish also. Mm-hmm. He was there for about 15 years before he got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then after him we had Father John. Now we got Father George.
Okay.
So we've had about 4 or 5 different ones there.
Okay. All right. Great. What about the Bowman's Barn? Tell me about Bowman's Barn.
Oh, that was a good place to go on a Saturday night.
Where was it?
Right out of 93. I can't think it's still there. Is it still there or not?
Is it just where the roundabout is?
About right in there, yeah. About right in there.
You go off
just,
to Rancho
just past,
Rio?
Just past the roundabout, there's about 3-4 houses. I think those are houses. So the barn was sitting in the back.
There's a building there.
The building's still there, yeah.
That I go by, and it says Los Caballeros on it.
Hmm.
Which means gentlemen, horsemen, right?
Yeah, right.
Gentlemen, cowboys.
Cowboys, yeah.
And I know it's not affiliated with the ranch, and it's also not affiliated with the DC ride, from what I've understood, come to understand.
Well,
but I haven't. It's the only place I can think of that is Bowman's Barn.
I'll have to go out and take a look. But there's 4 houses alongside here, and then the barn sat there.
Okay.
That's Ever Bowman. Ever Bowman was a character, too. He used to come out to the country club and golf, and I complained to the greenskeeper, I complained to the chairman of the greens, Bob Dyer. Mm-hmm. I complained about him because he would always wear his cowboy boots.
Oh, on the greens.
And he'd punch holes in it, and I'd holler him. And Bob Dyer said, hey, buddy, we need money. We need money. So let's not bother. We get along. He pays his dues. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, let the cowboy play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I used to get so mad at Everett because of that.
Do you have any other good stories about Everett Bowman?
I remember one time he'd drive his golf cart. He lived right there. He had that little trailer park there. They call it Loose Horse now, I think. He owned that trailer park. And he'd drive his golf cart from there over to the country club. He told me he'd wash my golf cart for me. I said, well, I'm window working right now. He said, well, I'll wash my golf cart. I said, I'm going to charge you $5 to wash it. He said, no, you're not. He said, you're working for me. I said, no, I'm not. I'm working for the Wickenburg Country. So we went around and around like that for a long time. So he finally got mad and he left. Hmm. But I never did wash his golf cart.
Oh, okay, good. Did you ever go see him ride at a rodeo?
Oh, yeah.
Did you go to a lot of rodeos?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I used to ride. My brother-in-law and I used to ride.
Okay.
We used to go to rodeos. Because we had...
What events did you do?
Well, I did heading and he did heeling.
Oh, okay.
We did roping.
Okay.
We used to go where Flying E's now used to belong to Luke. I think it was Luke White or Bob White owned that property before Wallach bought it. And we used to, on Sunday afternoons as one of our entertainment, just go out and rope for the heck of it, you know. Didn't cost any, maybe cost $1 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe make $5. Mm-hmm. If you won, it was no big deal, but something to do. So we'd go out there roping. My brother-in-law and I'd go out there rope Sundays.
Rodeos? Mm-hmm. Would you go to rodeos at the Remuda Ranch or out? I'm not familiar with the date that the rodeo grounds at Constellation Road were built, but I know the first rodeo grounds were out there on Jack Burton Road.
Right? Yeah.
Next to the Remuda Ranch.
Right, yeah.
And then there was a second arena built there where the Saddle Club now is, right behind Desert Cypress.
Mm-hmm.
Were those places Bybee. That you went to for rodeos?
Yeah, Bybee Arena more than anybody else, I think.
And that's the Saddle
that's
Club
the
arena.
Saddle Club rodeo mm-hmm. arena now, yeah. Right Bybee
mm-hmm.
arena. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Probably went there more than any place. We used to have, we'd have benefit deals for... somebody in town that was hurt, sick, or injured or something.
Okay.
So, especially a young person. I remember going out there several times for a young person that got hurt or something.
Fundraisers,
mm-hmm. and we'd go out there. And,
mm-hmm. you know. Did they, was barrel racing part of rodeos back then?
Not really, no.
Women weren't really involved
no.
back then, were they?
No.
Yeah.
That's just more recent.
Okay. Any other local activities you can think of? Was there a bowling alley in town?
Oh, yeah, we had a bowling alley, yeah.
Where was the bowling alley?
Bowling alley was just on the west side there. Where, just this side of the Rancher Bar, where the Rancher Bar is at now.
Okay.
Just like two lots over, that was the bowling alley.
Okay.
We had a lot of bowling. We had people come from Baghdad go bowling.
Oh, okay.
So they had teams at that time. We were on a team. My wife and I were on a team.
You guys were too?
Yeah.
And then your children, was that a hangout for them to bowl? And
they had very good restaurant there, and most of the, a lot of teenagers hung out in that restaurant.
Okay.
Over there. Mm-hmm. Bowl a little bit. But most of the time, the teenagers, they'd hang out in desert parties.
Oh, what? Tell me about desert
parties. That's all these kids get together, go out there, and somebody buys them beer and stuff, and they drink till late at night, early in the morning.
But they just drive out to the desert
someplace.
Oh,
know.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Call them desert parties. High school kids.
Okay. Well, high school kids always have a way.
Right, yeah.
I know I did.
Yeah. I remember that one year... when my girls were in high school, they took the they had moved the cop shop because they're building a new city hall over here.
Uh-huh.
And they moved the cop shop where Sir Optimus is at now.
Now Sir Optimus, that was the Brellier Hospital.
That was the hospital, right? So they moved the cop shop into there, but they're building this new deal here.
Oh, and the jail was there too,
jail
right?
Was there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm with you.
And. When my daughters were in high school, Wickenburg High School, they took the bowl off the roof, which was used to be at Ray Bybee's, Ben's saddle shop.
Okay,
he's on top of there. They mm-hmm. took it and they put it on top of the roof over there at the cop shop. And the cops looked for that for 2 weeks before they ever found it.
Oh, and it was right
it
there.
It went on top of the roof. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love stuff
yeah.
like that.
The kids thought it was funny to know.
Yeah, I like that.
I did too. But I had to get after those girls.
Yeah.
Doing things like that.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, I love those stories like that. Earlier, we had talked about Henry Wickenburg, and someone asked you where the bronze statue of him was, the full one.
The concrete statue, Tony.
Yeah, concrete.
Got concrete statue.
I'm going to look for it around town.
And I had never seen it. I don't know where it's at.
Yeah. I want to say it's at the grave, but I'm going to look for it, and I'm going to get back to you on that before I head north this winter. But do you have any stories about Wickenburg or any of the old pioneers, the Burdens or Luke White or Bob White or the Echeverrias? Do you have any old historical stories of the pioneers that you'd like to?
Well, Sophie Burden. I used to dance with her out at Bowman's Barn. And Shorty Macias, Julie's mother, actually Julie Brooks' mother. They were married a couple years at that time. And I used to cut in on Shorty. He'd always get mad at me because I was cutting in on his wife.
Uh-huh.
That was kind of funny. We always did stuff like that. Just for
In a gentleman way. It's all in good fun on the dance floor.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even know if I should tell you this or not. I don't know if... Probably...
Okay. So is there any other Wickenburg stories that you want to add at this time?
Well...
We covered everything.
I thought one thing that's strange for me, that I used to go visit... A friend of mine had a gas station in town. And I'd visit him in the evening, just something to do, kill time. We'd talk. And one night, I was sitting there talking, and the bell rang for the hose. People drove over to get gas. He kept on talking. And I said, "Hey, Billy," I said, you got a customer out there on the drive?" He said, finally, he goes out. He comes back in quick, and the people took off. And I said, "Well, what happened?" He said, "Well, there's black people." He said, "We don't sell gas to black people. I just told them we were out of gas." He said, "I had to go to Phoenix to get gas."
Yeah. Do you remember about what year that was? Was that in
that was
60s?
That was probably 56. Probably 56.
Yeah.
Probably 1956, I'd say.
Yeah. Well, times have changed now, I think.
Yeah. We
like to hope. Well, good. What about the Hassayampa River and flooding? Do you have any stories about that?
Well, it used to flood up pretty good where McDonald's is at now. It used to be a gas station and a repair shop, a metal building.
Mm-hmm.
And one year, the river took that whole metal building down the river, ended up in thing in Buckeye. The whole metal building went.
Was that when what's now the pedestrian bridge? They were fearful of that going out.
Yeah, I think so.
Amazing. Yeah. That river's amazing.
Yeah.
And it used to run year-round when you first
came to
town?
It never did run a year-round.
Since you've been here.
No. We always had water where the preserve is at now.
Mm-hmm.
Because my brother-in-law had cattle out there on that piece that we used to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Run the cattle. But we had in town just very little, maybe a little stream. That's all there was.
Mm-hmm.
Out to anything.
And pretty much every summer now in monsoon season.
Rain runs pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't last very long.
No. No. They've had a few people that drive in it and got killed. And, crossing the river someplace.
Right.
And Rincon Road was a bad crossing.
Right.
I don't know what they've done with that at all.
Nothing.
They're still the same.
Yeah. It's still just right out in the wash and they plow it.
Yeah.
But they haven't...
I know Sewell's Wash, when I first came to Wickenburg, Sewell's Wash, there was no bridge. You had to drive down into to get into town. And I remember the sign there said population 998.
Okay, back in the 50s.
54.
And now we're at 65?
No, our full-time residents are probably around 65,000, 65, and then... We get another 3,000 snowbirds, ropers here.
Right.
So we got right around 10,000 in the winter months.
Mm-hmm.
Till April, we'll have about 10,000.
And that's kind of dying off now. People are starting to head out of town, aren't they?
Right, they're starting already, yeah. After the horse sales at Rio Rico last week, mm-hmm. then they start dwindling away little by little. Because roping is slowing down on everything.
Right. Now, I know you're up on these figures because you're a volunteer at the chamber.
Yeah.
You still volunteer. How many days a week do you volunteer?
Two days. I do a Tuesdays and then every other Saturday.
Okay. And then you're involved with your church. Are you still involved with Knights of Columbus?
Oh, yeah.
And any other volunteering that you do around town?
No, can't volunteer at the fire department no more. But
do you ever go up there and do any training with them?
No.
No?
My son, I don't think he'd let me. Dad, you're too old. My son took all my guns away a couple of years ago. He said, Dad, you're too old to have those guns in the house. He took my pistols and everything. He left me one rifle, 20, that I could use 22 with.
Is that right? How did you feel about that?
I don't care.
Yeah.
They let him use them. He's better hunter than I was anyway.
Okay. Okay. Well, good. That's kind of passing on.
Yeah. I used to take him when he was 9 years old. I used to take him out deer hunting and stuff like that.
Okay. So, did you ever hunt for javelina pigs?
Oh, you don't hunt for them. You just shoot them and you see them.
Okay. And leave them lay.
Leave them lay.
Yeah. And then the deer around here, are these the coos deer?
No. Coos deer down farther south of Tucson. Coos deer.
What kind of deer are these?
Mule deer.
They're mule deer. Mm-hmm. Was there a pretty good population?
Yeah. We used to go out of caravan, my brother-in-law, and a whole bunch of guys, about five, six, seven, we'd go out in a caravan for deer season.
Uh-huh.
And we'd all camp together.
Uh-huh.
My brother-in-law's uncles and cousins and stuff. And we'd always get deer. We'd go to different locations. We'd go west of town, sometimes east of town.
Was deer season open year-round?
No.
Just in the fall?
Just in the fall. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, God, these are great stories. Okay. Any stories that you want to add about rodeo, ranching, dude ranching, or railroad? Anything you want to add with that, or mining? Any stories you want to add about any of those topics?
And mining, I would not. Where Vulture Mine Road is at now,
uh-huh.
used to be some mines out there. And I know one day that police chief Dick Savage asked my brother-in-law to go on down his mine shaft because somebody died down there. He saw it. So my brother-in-law got me to go with him down there. So we went down his mine shaft on ropes. Stuff got down the bottom, and this guy's dead down there, so we tied a rope to take. My brother-in-law goes through his pockets. He found a nice pocket knife. He said, hell. He took the pocket knife and put it in his pocket. Said, what the hell are you doing? He said, well, he's never going to use that knife again.
No, he's not.
So that was one thing we used to do with mining. The police chief always asked my brother-in-law to go because he's...
Right.
He'd do it. My brother-in-law, he'd do anything. He was one of those kind of guys.
Yeah. So that was Dolores' husband,
right there.
And what was his name?
Junior. We called him Junior. His actual name was William, but everybody called him Junior.
Oh, okay. And what was the police chief's name then?
Dick Savage.
Dick Savage. Okay. Wow. That's
right there.
Recreo Road and Wickham.
El Recreo, yeah.
El Recreo Road.
Yeah.
The chamber. Yeah. And that was it. Yeah, it's sad to see that building's empty, I think, because I love that building.
I think, didn't the Mexican food go in there?
They closed.
They closed it?
That was her second restaurant.
That was her second one, right, yeah.
And it didn't stay open very long. She was open November, December, and then she closed.
Oh, that right? She just closed.
So right? It's vacant again.
Burden.
Jack Burden?
Jack, no, not Jack. The boy.
John or Dana?
Dana. Dana was the head of the chamber at that time.
Oh, okay.
That building, that's where he was at, in that building there.
Mm-hmm. You knew Dana.
Oh, yeah, I knew Dana.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Any stories about him that you want to share?
No, I really not. I remember I lived with my sister over there on the highway. We had We rented a farm from him, the 80 acres we rented that belonged to the
Ramuda Ranch.
Ramuda Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where my brother was supposed to grow hay for them. On that. And he had his own garden and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we got rent free, see. And they didn't know he was getting after him, but he didn't get enough hay from him. My brother was feeding his own cattle.
Perfect.
So, but yeah, Dana, I always got along with Dana good.
Uh-huh.
No problem.
He was at the chamber then, and
yeah.
Now at the chamber. What kind of questions do tourists come and ask about? I mean, I know it's like this, being at the museum, but at the chamber, there's got to be like a most common question or like one of the funniest people you've had come through with the oddest question.
I think my most common question is, what to do in town?
Okay.
You know, and then I'll start them off on a walking tour. We have the walking tour map. I'll start them off.
With the statues and the buildings.
Right, yeah. Start off with that. Then I'll ask the men to stand back, and I'll hand the women the shopping guide.
Oh, good. That's a good technique.
Yeah. Then we go from there with, you know.
Yeah. What's maybe the oddest request you've ever had? Nothing stands out.
Well, I think, you know, I had a lady come in one time and wanted to know a street map for Siloam, Aguila, and Morristown.
Oh, that's an odd request.
Yeah, I said, give me a name and I'll tell you where they live at, whoever you're looking for. But there are no street map. We're lucky we got one in Wickenburg, you know.
Yeah, that's better than a street map. What about working in that historic Santa Fe train depot? Do you ever?
Oh, we get a lot of people looking at it. They want to look. I take them to Julie's office. And
is
stuff.
It haunted?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Do you feel any spirits there?
No.
Like the ghost tours claim?
Yeah, no.
No?
Nothing
there?
No.
Okay. Let's see. So give me a few tips on how Wickenburg has changed over the, let's see, 60 years you've lived here?
60, yeah. Well, I like it a lot better than it was in the back in the 50s. We'd go to the post office, and we knew everybody. Come in, everybody had to go to the post office because everybody had post office boxes that had no mail delivery. So you got to see everybody at the post office or else at the bar. So you got to see everybody in town was either one place or the other, so you see them someplace. That was always kind of nice. When I first came here, I was working at the Wickenburg Country Club, and Elmo, and my boss Elmo, and I would eat at Mom's Cafe, which is where the Elks Club is at now.
Okay.
And I had Michigan license plates on my car, and the guy right across the street where DeBreeze's building is at, DeBreeze, that was a two-story building, and the guy, the motor vehicle guy, he lived upstairs. He'd always go to have lunch at home. And he'd be walking up the steps. He'd see my car with Michigan license plates, and he'd start running down the steps. And I'd run out and jump in the car, and I'd drive around the block. So I'd go back, and then I'd go eat my lunch. But I used to have a lot of fun with that guy. I kept listening to Michigan license plates. I'd just keep him busy.
Yeah.
And I was just a hell of a... Fine, I got Arizona place. But,
yeah, it took you a while.
Yeah. But I just keep see him run. And I almost say, here he comes, Earl. And I'd run out the door, jump in the car, and I'd go off.
So with that, you're fond of the 50s and your memories, but Wickenburg's obviously changed.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds to me like you like the old better than the new, but the new's not bad because you're still here.
Oh, yeah.
What keeps you here? What keeps you in Wickenburg?
Well, this is my home. This is my family. My family's here. You know, I got all my whole family's pretty much all here.
Mm-hmm.
My wife never had a family, so.
Yeah.
She, you know.
This is important. And it seems like your friends, like Mary Lou, you know,
oh, yeah.
You have this huge extended family, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With friends.
I have people come up to me, oh, hi, Earl, how you doing? And I have no idea who they are. I cannot remember. They all know
but
me from
know
when
you.
I had the store, you know, I had the store for so many years. And. But I can't remember them.
Right.
You know.
That keeps you here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's all part of it.
What do you see for the future of Wickenburg? Do you like where it's heading?
No, not really. It's getting too big. Mm-hmm. I like a small town. I lived in a town of 500 people before I came to Wickenburg. So I liked a small town.
Right.
I worked in Phoenix for about 5 years. And when I worked in Phoenix, I'd drive from Phoenix, actually Thomas Road, where I-17 is at now. That was the end of the freeway at that time. It went from the airport to Thomas Road. And I could get on Grand Avenue there, and I'd drive all the way to Wickenburg with one signal light. There's only one signal light. We used to put a Tigner during the school time. We'd put the guy that ran the gas station there. He'd roll the sign out for the people to stop. We had no stop signs.
Oh, he just put one there.
He put one there. Yeah, we just rolled out in the middle of the street.
Yes,
to this day, I don't believe we have any parking tickets in the town. You can park wherever you want to park. You'll never get a parking ticket. I don't think the town of Wickenburg has ever made any parking tickets up.
I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, that's quite a deal.
Yeah.
Often in small towns, that's always an issue.
Yeah, I have never heard of anybody getting a parking ticket in Wickenburg.
That's a good memory. Yeah, that's a good story. Well, that's a good fact. Yeah. Do you have any favorite memories about Wickenburg?
Well, my favorite memories are when I was volunteering on the fire department. That was...
Is it?
That was the best times we had.
Why is that?
Oh, there was so much... All the guys were, like, all together, you know.
The camaraderie of the men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was all part of it. They just, everybody, you know.
So even though you were a volunteer corps, you still, like, your families were...
All
you
involved.
You socialized together.
Yeah, the whole family, right, yeah. Yeah. We'd have picnics together, summertime, Christmas time. We'd have a deal for the kids and everything at the fire station, stuff like that. I was a Santa Claus for years.
Really?
Yeah, I was a Santa Claus for the fire department. I was a Santa Claus in town, actually. I was the only one.
Ah, for how many years did you do that?
Probably 10, 12 years.
So there was...
My wife made the Santa Claus uniform. Her and Lois Walters, they sewed the thing together, made the Santa Claus uniform.
Was there a parade, a Christmas parade, or...?
No.
What was the event that would... have you dress up as Santa Claus?
Well, always the fire department. And then they'd have something at the park. That was it.
Okay.
That was before they had Cops Who Care.
Okay, right.
Before that time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was just about the time they started, after I left there.
Mm-hmm. So those were your favorite memories. How many years were you volunteer fireman?
22 years.
22. That's a good chunk of your life to have favorite memories.
Yeah, I had to get out in the 60s. See, the 60 federal law says you have to be out at age 60.
Oh, okay.
Or else I was still be there today.
Okay, yeah.
But they said, no, you got to be out of the fire department when you're 60.
Okay. This has been a good interview, I think. Okay. We covered all the questions. Is there anything that we didn't cover that you'd like to share?
Well.
Any other stories?
I like the museum here.
Do you?
It's a really nice museum.
Hey, we could use another volunteer.
Compared to what it used to be.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's come a long way.
When it first burned down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suppose remember the fire.
I think, oh yeah. I remember probably when the Garcia School was burnt.
Oh, tell me about that.
That was, I can't remember the year it was, but it was on, I believe it was Christmas morning. Sorry, it was New Year's morning. We all had a party at the fire station. New Year's Eve, and 8 o'clock, we always have a test call, so your pages were working. at 8 o'clock in the morning, Bucky calls us. He said he's got a fire. I said, oh yeah, let's lay a bit. And I said, you know, he's trying to get us out.
Bucky used to always play
kinds of jokes on everybody. That was his deal. He's a jokester. Small couple of ladies, hey, come on, guys. He said, this really is a fire. And El Garcia's school's on fire. And Chester Davis, the old chief, he came and he's helped. He's on one end of the hose with me on that. Then I remember him saying, he said, come on, Earl, let's get back. This wall's going to cave down. A couple minutes later, the wall caved in. Right where we were standing at. But he could see that. I couldn't see it.
Uh-huh.
But he could see that.
It was an interior wall.
The exterior wall. The exterior wall.
And then they had to rebuild the school that's here.
This was the other building next to it.
Annex.
They had like an annex, annex to it. Hmm. And they wanted to build a new grade school. And I said, the superintendent, he burned it on purpose, so he could build a new high school, so he could build a new grade school.
You guys didn't do arson investigations back then.
No. If we did, we probably would have put that guy in jail.
Probably.
So I always felt.
Interesting.
I think most of the other guys felt the same way.
Oh, interesting. So. Any other memorable fires during those 22 years?
Johnson Lumber.
Tell me about that.
Johnson Lumber was, that burnt. That was on Christmas Day, I think. One was New Year's, I think it was Christmas Day. We were sitting in my sister's brother-in-law and I, we'd kind of sit around and have a beer once in a while. We were sitting in the La Cabana having a beer, and just about midnight, and we got the call. And we didn't really think it was that big of a deal, so we kept drinking beer, and so I better get going because it was really on fire.
The volunteer fire decor, you guys, a little nonchalant.
Right, yeah, well, we didn't think, we couldn't believe it was really on fire, I guess.
Well, you probably didn't have many fires, right?
No, we didn't have many fires.
Right.
Actually,
did it burn to the ground then, Johnson Lumber?
Much, yeah, it burned right to the ground. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything burned.
Were you on the force when this building burnt then?
Right, yeah.
The museum?
Brayton's.
Ah, can you tell me about that memory?
Well, just...
It was a fire, put it out.
Yeah. No. I remember Bucky Walters going in and get the trophies out of it, but she had trophies in here.
Oh, okay.
And he took his... He said, come on, guys, get my trophies out of here.
Okay.
So we had to go and get his trophies out. I remember that with Bucky.
I suppose the gears changed a lot. What kind of gear did you have?
Like, we just had.
Did you have any type of headgear?
Oh yeah, we had headgear and we had turnouts.
Okay.
But it was not like the stuff like they got today.
Yeah.
And we didn't have air and stuff like that. We got that years later before we got the air tanks and stuff.
Okay. So Bucky's statues, they survived.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, all his stuff survived. Yeah, uh-huh. All his trophies survived.
Trophies.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We used to have what we did. You know, the fire station was, APS. It was on a side street where the city hall is at now.
Yes.
It faced the side street, and where Johnson Dry Goods was at Johnson, right across the street from there, and. We had an alarm there. That was the only alarm we had in town. And the guy that worked at the Sinclair station on corner Tegner and 60 on the southeast corner there was, and he would get the call if there's a fire, and then he would call everybody. That was his job.
Okay.
It was all volunteer.
How many numbers were there in a phone number back then?
Four.
You just
dialed four numbers.
Yeah.
That's all you had to dial.
Yeah. Okay. And then he just put the word out.
Yeah.
Great.
He called everybody's on the list.
Great. How many were there of you?
I don't
know. Five, six?
Oh, no. There's probably at least a dozen.
Okay.
Probably.
All right. go get the water truck and head to the alarm.
For Odessa, yeah.
Head to the address. Any other fires? Any other memorable fires?
Well, we had one that I remember is all on a highway there at the trailer park, just for the split. Is that now?
Yes.
That trailer park. I remember the name of that trailer park. And they had a fire out there, and I can't remember the name of the hotel, but I came up, my store was at the Hollywood Horse Cafe, so I just ran over to the fire station, and I was getting on the truck, and Coney O'Roscoe, he was an assistant lieutenant, he said, "Samorowski, you're driving." So he's driving. I said, "Okay." So I guess that's the driving point, and then who came alongside of me, I forget. That's when we had had two guys in the front and a couple guys on the back on the board. Russell Willis, he can jump.
Okay.
So I take off. I come around the corner, and Carl Miller was directing the traffic. He always directed the traffic for us. And I turned right to go out that way because I thought that Trader Park, the name, was out that way. It used to be back in the 50s.
Oh.
And this was in the 70s, and it was they had the same name, this one out there. And Coney O'Roscoe, he was on the back board, and he's hanging on for me to make a left-hand turn instead of made a right-hand turn. And, he called me all kinds of names after that.
Did he fall off?
No, he didn't fall off. But
he was close.
But he was. So then, several years later, we had another fire call out by Whitman, and Whitman had no fire department at that time. And I'm up there, and Coney's in the, because Coney worked for the city. He was right in the area all the time, right around the first. He said, "Samorowski, you're driving." "Okay." I jumps in, and then I forget who's, and I'm waiting for him to get in alongside me. He didn't get alongside. And I had to take the tanker. That's what it was. I had to take the tanker. It was just two men. So I waited for him. He didn't come. If somebody else comes in, he told him to get in. So I takes off. I get across the bridge, called me on the radio. He's Pollock. He always called me Pollock. He said, "You know where you're going?" I said, "Well, I'm going to Whitman. It must be a brush fire. They wanted a little tanker." He's not. Nah. He says, "There's a semi hauling explosives on fire. That's why I sent you."
Oh, man.
He's getting even with me, see, for him from running off the back of the truck.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, it's been a good life.
Yeah.
It's been a good life here in Wickenburg for you, it sounds like, and your family and your ties and your roots that are here.
Yeah. My son, he's retired. He bought a motor grader, dump truck, and he's going to get an excavator. He's going to do, like, his uncle's junior did.
Oh.
Do excavating work.
Okay, move some dirt around.
Moving dirt around, yeah.
That'll probably be relaxing for him.
Right. Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
How much longer does he have before?
Four years. He's going.
Okay.
He's going to have 20 years and he's going to get out.
Okay. Great.
It's going to be enough for him.
Great.
So he'll be 50 when he retires.
That's a good retirement at 50.
Yeah.
He can have a whole nother career.
That's right. That's what he's figuring. That's why he's buying this equipment now.
Great.
It's going along, so.
Great. Well, it's been an honor to do this interview and meet you. I really appreciate it. I appreciate your time. And if there's no other stories that you want to share with us or...
No, anything, I can't think of anything else.
We can conclude this.
Okay.